Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
Places, everyone. Get ready for Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. This show will take you inside, on stage, and behind the productions in the world of theater. Now, here are your hosts.
Thank you, and welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Haley.
And I'm Skye. This is Curtain Call.
Okay, so first we're going to talk to you a bit about the Glee episodes.
Our favorite show. So, the first show that we are going to talk about is Rumors.
And this was a few weeks ago. And this is the 19th episode. And there's
of the second season.
Yeah, of the second season. So,
That's a lot. It doesn't seem like that much.
There's only, like, three more episodes left. I'm really sad now.
I know. But and then everybody's going to, like, leave and they're going
to
go.
But there
college.
Is going to be a third season, so there that's is? Okay. Yes,
so
there's going to be a
third
season.
So are they going to be, like, all held back? Or are they going to have new people?
No, it's seeing, because they're juniors right now, so it's going to be next
they
year
are?
They're seniors. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were seniors. Oh, well.
So okay. There's going to be one last Sorry. Season of Glee, so excited for that.
Yes, we are.
So the episode Rumors was, there's rumors, like, going out through all over the school. A whole bunch of things that aren't true about the Glee Club members, just pretty much everybody.
And this is the longest episode that they've ever done of Glee.
It was 90 minutes, so long episode.
Yep. It was really cool.
So everybody was spreading rumors, and they were all getting in really big fights. They were just, like, they're just, like, butting heads, and they were screaming at each other. They were, like, not friends anymore just because of some rumors that they heard.
Yeah, and sort of the whole entire point of this episode was that you should be, like, content with yourself and you because you were born that way.
So it was, like, just because somebody spreads a rumor, don't think that it's true. Like, you don't have to do something just because.
Yeah, just, like, be happy with yourself.
So, in this episode, everybody, they thought that, like, because Cord Overstreet, which is Sam, he was, like, in his house, and they were, like, kind of spying on him, Rachel and Finn, right?
Yeah.
So, they were all, like, spying on him because, they thought that Quinn was going to be up to something because Finn and Quinn were dating at that time, and Finn was kind of suspicious with Quinn because she was just, like, I don't know.
She's always, like, always talking about how pretty she is and flirting with all the boys and talking to them and everything. So
they were kind of, like, I don't know, questioning her. And so they went to Sam's house, and they were, like, spying on him, and they saw Quinn walk out of the house. And then Finn's like, oh, my gosh. And he was, like, freaking out because they're like, oh, my gosh, Sam and Quinn. So and Rachel came with them, too.
Yeah, so then they came back the next day, and they were sitting out there just watching again, and then they saw Kurt come out of the house.
So they're like, wait, this doesn't sound right. So they were all confused. And so the next day at school, Sam was wearing one of Kurt's, like, jackets, and so they're like, okay, this is really weird now. They were, like, really confused. And yeah, but they were confused because they saw all these people come out of Sam's house. They're like, what type of person is this?
Yeah, so they were all, like, really confused and everything. So, and then throughout this whole entire time, there have been rumors going on and everything. And they were trying to do a dancing thing. And Finn accidentally hit Rachel in the face.
That was the week before was when Rachel got hit in the face. What? Yes, it was. Yes, it was the episode. What? Week before. Okay. And then, so Brittany had an internet talk show called Fondue for Two, and she had guests on the show. And so she had all these guests come on her show, and it was just like she's sitting there eating fondue, talking to people. That's all she did. And just talking about random stuff and spreading rumors on the air.
And so then there was a rumor going on about
Quinn. And so everybody in the school is running for prom queen and king. So Finn and Quinn are running. And also Lauren and Puck are running, too.
And so is David and Santana.
David Krosky and Santana. So Lauren and Puck, they really wanted to win. So they were trying to dig up dirt on Quinn so she would lose. And so Lauren was looking for a whole bunch of things. She was, like, trying to go back to Quinn's old schools and seeing if there was any things that happened to her when she was a child. And she went to all these schools, and they're like, we've never had a Quinn Fabre. So she went to a different school, which was on the other side of town. And they said, well, we don't have a Quinn Fabre, but we have a Lucy Q Fabre.
Mm-hmm. So it turns out that Lucy Q Fabre was actually Quinn, and Quinn's middle name was Quinn. Yeah.
So her real name is actually Lucy. And so Lauren got a yearbook from that school, and she found out who Quinn really was.
So you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This show is Curtain Call. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. So anyways, so Quinn is Lucy, and they found out who she really was, and it was this really, really ugly person.
Sort of chubby and, like, glasses.
Because everybody was saying how perfect she was and how pretty she was, and they're like, and she's like, oh, I was born this pretty, but really she was, she had, like, dark reddish-brown hair, she had glasses, she was all chubby, and she had braces, and yeah.
So then all these rumors are going on, and Quinn was really, really upset. She was really angry, and she was really mad at Lauren, and she was going up to her, and she was like, why are you doing this? You ruined my life. And then so she goes out, and she hears all these people that are, like, not sure of themselves, and they are like, I'm going to vote for her. It's nice to see somebody that looks like us run for prom queen.
So in the end, it turned out that, like,
everybody liked her and everything, so she was not upset anymore, and she was sort of happy that it got out.
So, yeah. So there was, like, just a lot of rumors going around, and then everybody thought that everybody thought that he was, like, dating Kurt or he was dating Quinn, and they were getting, like, really confused about this. And so they went to his house again, and they were, like, just spying on him. But the next day at school, they found out that he was really poor. And, like, at his house, he was, like, super poor.
Yeah.
And he lived in a hotel.
He moved out of his parents' house, and he went and got a job.
And him and, like, his little brothers and sisters and, like, his dad and his mom always left to go to work. And they were, like, in a little hotel. And so they, in this hotel, that the reason why they had Kurt come over was so he could borrow some more clothes because he was running out of clothes. And the reason why Quinn came over was because he needed help babysitting his younger siblings. So then everybody started to understand, like, what was happening, and they're like, okay, that's the reason why.
Yeah, and Quinn, they were all asking how Quinn knows about it, and it turns out that Quinn goes to their church. So they couldn't really hide it from him, because whenever they ask for to pray for people and stuff, they always say pray for Sam's family.
So, Sam ended up having to sell his guitar, and so Rachel and Finn and the whole Glee Club bought it back for him, and they went to his house, and they said, if you need any help, we'll come and help you.
And Finn actually gave Kurt some of his clothes, too, instead of... No, Finn gave Sam, not Kurt.
Yeah, so he wouldn't have to wear all of Kurt's clothes. And so they came back to... Sam came back to the school, and they were all singing a song with their little brother and sister, Sam's younger siblings. They were all singing a song for them, and...
And they sang Born This Way.
No, they didn't. They sung a song called... No, they didn't. Oh. They sang Go Your Own Way.
Oh.
And they, yeah...
I need my brain to come back.
So, the next episode was Prom Queen. And this is the 20th episode of the season. And so, in this episode was, like, the episode where they get to figure out who won prom. And it was the prom episode, so yeah. And in the beginning, they were all, like, trying on dresses and all this type of stuff. So they were all trying on their dresses and... Lauren's like, okay, I don't think they make a dress in my size. She's like, I've been to every single store, and I cannot find a dress.
Yeah, and they called Kurt over to watch them, because they were like, if you can get a yes from Kurt, you look awesome. So
Santana had this, like, really awesome red dress, so...
That was really, really pretty.
Yeah, and they're like, yes, that's good. And then Brittany was wearing weird... She was, like, wearing, like, a weird green dress, and then she was wearing, like, I don't know, knee-high socks that were, like, striped. She was wearing all this, like... mixed up stuff, but Kurt was like, oh yeah, you look good, because she didn't want to hurt her feelings.
That's her style. She has her own style.
And then, so Lauren, she was wearing this big, really weird yellow dress that was all big and puffy, and they're like, yeah, you look kind of like a lemon meringue pie, and then, like, mm-hmm. you should try something else on, probably a navy blue dress.
Yeah, so then she tried it on, and she loved it, but they didn't show us until the, actual prom.
Yeah.
But when they did show us, it looked really, really good on her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So they were all getting ready for the prom, and Santana and David Krosky, they were the bully patrol, and they were like, they go up and down the hallways making sure there's nobody bullying, and they always have to walk Kurt to the classes so nobody makes fun of him, and Kurt's like, do you really have to walk me to the classes?
All right, well, stay right here, because we're going to finish talking about this episode of Glee in our next segment, so let's take a break. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. This is Curtain Call. So, if any of you guys would like to email us, our email is voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. It's been changed a little bit, so.
And make sure you mention our names, Sky and Haley.
And the show name. So, you Curtain can Call. Ask us any questions. You can, if you want us to see anything, we can go see it.
And we will answer it on the air.
Mm-hmm. So please, if you have anything, just tell us, because we are willing to answer any questions that you guys have.
Yeah, we'd be really excited to hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm. So back to the Glee episode, prom. So the episode is called Prom Queen.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about how they were trying on dresses and getting ready for prom. So
Yeah. Rachel and Tina, not Tina, sorry.
Mercedes.
Rachel and Mercedes, they did not get any dates to the prom, and they were like, I'm not going to go alone. So they asked Sam to go with them, and they gave him a bunch of money and stuff to go with them, and then they were like, we're going to go down to a secondhand store.
Like a Goodwill or something, and find some cheap dresses. So they were going to have like a three-way prom date. And so they were giving Sam, like, all the money to provide everything for them because they didn't want him to have to, like, because he didn't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, okay, we're going to give you all this stuff, and then you just have to take us and make it look like you paid for everything, and then, yeah.
Yeah, and then a little later, actually, Jesse came back.
Yeah, Jesse, which was Rachel's old boyfriend, and he was from Vocal Adrenaline.
Yeah.
The opposite team. And Rachel and him, they were like dating, and then it turns out that he was just, it was pretty much a lie the whole entire time. Like, he was just doing it to make her angry before they went to the regionals. And, like, he, like, threw eggs at her and stuff, and he was really mean.
Yeah.
But Rachel, she started singing by herself. She was singing a song that she was going to do for the prom. It was Rolling in the Deep. I like that song. But she was singing it, and she's practicing for the prom, and then Jesse came in and sang the male part of the song, and she's like, oh my gosh, and they just kept singing together. And they ended up singing the whole song together, and she's like, well, he finally decided to come back.
So then they decide to go to prom together.
So it was like more like a four-day, like a four-way date.
Well, sort of, but I think it was like Mercedes went with Sam and Rachel went with Jesse. Yeah,
but they all stayed together the whole time.
So sort of. Okay.
Yeah.
So at the prom, it was like a really big, huge and grand and light and brights all over.
And Kurt asked Blaine to the prom, and Kurt was wearing like this dress, like
it was like a suit.
It looked like a Scottish, like
it was like a suit dress.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like he was wearing a skirt. It was just weird.
It was a suit, but it was like sewn together at the waist. So then, and it was really, it was like longer, just to, like to his knees, and it looked like a suit dress. It was really weird.
And so Blaine's like, I don't think you should wear that because I've been made fun of before at my proms, and I don't want it to happen to you. And Kurt's like, I'm going to wear this. So he's like, okay. So
and he's like, what do you mean that you've been made fun of when you were going to a prom? And he was like, well, I was gonna take someone the prom before, and then I got beat up. He got beat up at the bus stop, and so.
Yeah, so they ended up going to prom, and Blaine's like, okay, we're going to do this. And so they were all at the prom, and it was, like, really awesome, and there was, like, lights everywhere. Everybody was singing and dancing, and it was really cool. And Puck, he wanted his, like, bad boy image back because he's like, if I win prom king, I'm going to be, like, everybody's going to think I'm such a, like, good boy. He's like, I want to be have my bad boy image back. So he's like, I want to win the anti prom king, which is like happens the day after the prom when they like all the kids come together and pick the anti prom king. So he's like, I'm going to try to purposely win. So he's like, I need to spike the punch bowl and put something in it so I can get in trouble. But he's like, I don't want to do it myself because I'll get expelled. We need somebody that doesn't have any suspicion.
So they went and they got Artie. The boy that's in the wheelchair.
Yeah, and recently Artie and Brittany, they broke up. So Artie's like, if I do this, I'll also try to be getting Brittany back. So he tried to sing a song for Brittany. She said no, so Artie's like, okay, I'm going to definitely do this. So they're all at the prom, and Puck goes up to Sue, and the punch in the bowl was, like, Sue's grandmother's, like, special bowl. So, like, nobody's allowed to, like, do anything
touch
to it.
Touch the bowl.
So Puck tried to just tried to distract Sue and, like, pull him away, and then Artie started to put the stuff in the punch bowl, and then Sue caught him, brought him to her office, and started yelling at him. And she was about to pull out his teeth with a pair of pliers.
And they're like, I'd get arrested if I were saying that I was pulling your teeth out, so let's just say we're giving you a thorough cleaning. So that was really funny.
So, yeah.
Well, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This show is Curtain Call. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. So, back to Sue and Artie, they all of a sudden, Jesse and Finn started going, like, getting into a fight over over Rachel. And so, and then so somebody ran in, and they're like, code red. So Sue ran out there, and Artie was trying to escape from the office. Sue broke up the fight, and they got kicked out of the prom, Finn and Jesse. And then Sue came back to the office, and Artie was still there because he couldn't get out. And then Sue was like, why are you still here? You could have escaped. And then she's like, okay, I'm still going to have to punish you. And then he's like, you know, that wasn't really anything bad I was trying to put in the punch bowl. It was actually just lemonade.
And they were like, so you've been sitting here this whole entire prom just because you put lemonade in the punch. And then he's like, I'm sorry, go out and go to the prom. So.
Because he wanted to seem like he was a bad boy, and he wanted to, like, do what Puck told him to, but he didn't really want to put alcohol in the punch, so he just, like, pretended, like, that it was alcohol, and it was actually lemonade.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So everybody was at the prom, and they were having a good time, except for Finn and Jesse got kicked out, so Rachel and Quinn were all mad at each other, but they were still going to go up and, like, get nominated for prom king and queen, and Quinn's like, okay, maybe my boyfriend's gone, but I can still win. So they all went up onto the stage, all the people that were nominated, and they were about to hear their winners. And so Santana and David were dating. And yeah. So.
So then they were like, this year's prom king is. And then they said, David Karofsky. So.
And then Santana's like, yes, I'm going to win. And then they called the prom queen. And it was Kurt.
And Kurt was very confused and sort of angry.
So he ran out crying with Blaine. And Blaine's like, I told you what was going to happen if you went to prom. And he's like, I just didn't think that they would do this. Like, they've been nicer to me. I thought they were finally done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they were actually doing everything behind his back.
Mm-hmm. So then they went back in. Kurt was like, I'm going to show them that I don't care what they think about me. So he goes back in and he claims the crown and he says thank you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he acted all happy and stuff.
And then so it was like, okay, it's now for that, the legendary dance for the prom king and queen.
The first dance.
Mm-hmm. So, but then David ran out and Kurt and Blaine started dancing and it was the song Dancing Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And then... before this all happened, Rachel and Quinn were in the bathroom, and Quinn's like, you're the one that did this to me. You're the one that got us in trouble, and she slapped mm-hmm. Rachel.
Yeah, and she's like, well, you think that you have a bad life, but I always have to be afraid, and she's all confused, Rachel. So then she's like, why? And she goes, because I think that Finn still has feelings for you, and mm-hmm. I can tell.
So, Rachel gets, like, slapped across the face, and then she's like, normally I'd be a lot more dramatic, but... in this case, I'm not as angry as I normally would be. So they were, like, cleaning themselves off in the bathroom, and like, because they were all crying and stuff. So they were, like, cleaning themselves off, and then they went back. They gave each other a hug, and then they, like, went back into the,
mm-hmm.
To the prom.
Yeah.
And then, so Dancing Queen was on, and Kurt and Blaine were dancing, and, like, everybody was having a good time and just dancing and...
yeah.
Really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's not a lot of episodes left, so I'm really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
yep.
I think next season it's just gonna be all about like who's staying and who's going and
yeah, probably
yeah, and just like yeah. what's gonna happen in the future. I'm just really excited for mm-hmm. it.
And they're gonna go to nationals soon, which mm-hmm. I'm in really, New York, really, really excited about.
Probably gonna be the last episode, I'm guessing.
I would imagine either the last or like the second to last to see yeah. like if they win or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that they're gonna win.
Yeah, but so. They're going to go to nationals in New York, so...
and so is, what is Kurt's old school team?
Oh, yeah, the Warblers.
Warblers, yeah.
They're not going, though, because they they're lost. Not. Yeah.
No, didn't they tie?
No, they lost.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you'd like to email us, like, once again, the email is voiceamericakids@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm, and say our names, Haley and Skye, and Curtain Call, the name of the show.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll be willing to take anything you guys want.
Mm-hmm.
If you want us to see any new TV shows, movies, plays, anything you guys want. If you want us to answer questions.
Yeah.
We'll do anything, pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. This is Curtain Call. So now we have a little guest.
We're going to talk about Thor.
Mm-hmm. And we have a little guest. He's like a little superhero.
He's an expert, I would say.
We'd like to say. So we'll welcome you to my little brother, Connor.
Hi, I'm Connor.
Okay, so... he saw the Thor movie. Me and Skye, we didn't see the Thor movie, but he saw it. So we're going to have him talk a little bit about the movie.
And so, how old are you, Connor?
6.
Wow, cool. 6.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And what's your favorite superhero?
Iron Man.
Like Iron Man?
Yeah. Why is he your favorite, Connor? No, not really.
He's just cool. He looks cool.
He's really cool.
Yeah, he has cool powers. Okay, so we're going to ask you some things about Thor. So, how did the movie start off?
It was like a war against...
Yeah, Frost Giants and Asgardians.
Mm-hmm.
So, Frost Giants are the enemies of Asgardian people.
So, they're really bad guys.
Yeah. So, what were they trying to do? Were they just trying to defeat them for no reason, or did they have something?
They just wanted to defeat them so they could turn the whole entire land of Asgard into their own throne. The leader Frost Giant could finally have a chair, since the leader Frost Giant didn't have a chair. It was only a giant ice block.
So they were just trying to like get their kingdom and like make them the rulers?
Yeah.
And wait, what was the Earth name again? It was like a parallel
Asgard.
Universe, right?
Yeah, that's where... Yeah.
That's where Thor lived, was Asgard.
Yeah. Okay.
So then Odin came and...
Who's Odin?
Thor's father.
Father?
He's the Norse god.
Mm. Oh, cool. And wait, what type of powers do they have?
Some of them really were just like lightning and fire.
Oh, cool.
They had weapons.
That's cool. Yeah, could any of them fly or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
A lot of them.
Wow. So, what happened to Thor then? Can you tell us a little bit about what happened to Thor?
When Thor and Loki, Loki is Thor's little brother. He's like a few years younger than Thor.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And Loki controls magic.
Oh, wow.
So it showed them when it was like that after they defeated the Frost Giants. But they got the Frost Giant thing. It was like a frost gun that the leader used. And they captured it and kept it in a special lock, and they had a whole bunch of Frost Giant stuff stuck in like a vault thing. And then when they were walking through looking at all the Frost Giant stuff because they were old enough, it showed Thor's hammer when they were leaving, but it was hidden. Only Odin knew about it. Mm-hmm. And it.
So it said that the Frost Giants, their source of the power was the casket of the ancient winters.
Yeah.
So what were they trying to do about that?
They wanted to get all the stuff back so they could create an ancient winter forever.
Okay, but did Thor want to defeat the casket to, like, get rid of them?
Yes.
Cool. And what did Loki find out?
That he was the son of the Frost Giants.
So was he evil too?
Yes.
Yeah?
So he became evil?
Yeah. But after it showed the Asgard, it went back to Earth and...
So it says something about Thor getting banished to Earth?
Yes.
Yeah? Why was he banished?
Because he went to the Frost Giant's place down a portal, and he was told never to go down there. And he went down there with his brother, three warriors, and Lady Sif.
Who's Lady Sif?
Lady Sif is a maid that worked there, but she's one of the most fiercest lady warriors in Asgard.
Oh, wow.
So Thor got banished to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened there?
So he was hurtling down to Earth in like a ball of fire, and there was a car watching, trying to see what was wrong with the sky. It was actually Thor. That was wrong. And then Thor came down, the car hit Thor.
Did he get really hurt, or was he so, like, powerful that he didn't?
Yeah, he didn't really get hurt at all.
Mm-hmm.
He just woke up. And then the girl was like, please don't be dead, please don't be dead, please don't be dead.
All right, well, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Curtain Call. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley.
And I'm Connor.
Okay, so Thor, he got hit by the car, and the lady made sure that, like, tried to see if he was dead. Then what happened?
He woke up and started talking, and he was freaking everyone out. So a girl had a taser, and she grabbed a taser, and because she was freaking him out, she tasered Thor.
So what did Thor do after that?
He went to the hospital, and then when he woke up, they said, we're just going to take a little blood, and then Thor started yelling at them. He said, how dare you attack the son of Odin, and started wrestling every single guy in the room.
Did he defeat them? Did he, like, get out?
Almost, except they used the little needle thing. And
yeah, the little
The thing tranquilizer. To put
him to
sleep.
Yeah. And then it was like, feel the wrath of the mighty. And then they did the tranquilizer, and then and then it made the sound when their cheeks squished against the glass.
So then what happened after that?
While he was asleep, they put him in a room, and there was like a whole bunch of like metal things around his hands and his feet, so he couldn't get out. And he was trying to get out, but he couldn't, so he slipped out.
Oh, wow.
And then he got to the hospital. Everyone was looking for him.
Did he look different than anybody else did, or did he look sort of like a human?
Yeah, he looked like a human because his metal and armor got taken away.
Oh, so what was he wearing? Was he wearing just regular clothes?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then once he got out, they were looking for him, the people that hit him with the car. And then it was right behind the car again, and then they were trying to back up, and they hit him with the car again.
Oh, gosh.
And then they woke up, and then they took him home and got him some clothes.
Mm-hmm. And does Thor have his powers right now?
No.
No? Who took him away?
His father, Odin.
Oh, okay.
Because his power is the hammer.
Mm.
And what is the hammer?
So the hammer, he either smashes it or lifts it in the air, and the hammer controls lightning.
Oh, that's good.
Controls like weather.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit further into the story? What happens to Thor later on?
Okay, so like it goes into like a flashback. So like Thor was older. He was walking through the crowd of Asgard, and he was about to become king until the Frost Giants came.
Oh, then what happened?
What did the Frost Giants do?
They freezed two of the best warriors there. And then they almost took back their powers, except their father made something called the Destroyer.
What, the Destroyer? Wow.
And he was first good, and he went and kind of just came out and scared the Frost Giants.
And what did the Destroyer do? Did it just, like, destroy people?
No. Like, his eyes were, like, all shut, and then they opened up down to his mouth, and it shot out fire.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Scary.
Mm. That's creepy.
So can you tell us kind of what happened at the end? Did Thor get his powers back?
Yeah, he did. And then they went down to where they attacked, and then that's when Thor did the Asgard thing. And he went down to the Frost Giants.
Was it sort of a scary movie, or was it just a good movie?
Yeah, good.
It was good? You don't get scared very easily.
Mm.
No.
No. Yeah, so
he watches movies that I don't want to watch.
Yeah. So did they defeat the Frost Giants, or?
Yeah, they
did. They did get the casket? Did they defeat the casket?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool. Yeah.
Do you think they're going to make a second movie, or do you think it's just one?
I don't really know.
So what was your favorite part of the movie?
It was when the end part, when Thor and Loki started fighting each other.
Cool. Mm. So who was one of your favorite superheroes in the movie?
Who's your favorite character?
Yeah.
Thor.
Like Thor the most?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
You said something earlier that started with an N. Do you remember what that was? I forget the superhero name, but you said you really liked him.
Okay. Well, I know that you have a lot of Thor stuffed animal things and like a lot of Thor action figures and books and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're really big on reading, right? You like reading.
He has, like, a whole entire superhero encyclopedia. He knows, like, every single superhero in the world.
Mm-hmm. So, once again, if you want to email us, you can email us at voiceamericakids@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and if you want Connor to come back on the show, or if you'd like to ask Connor a question, you can ask him, too.
Yeah, he'll come and answer it for you guys.
Yeah, if you just have to mention our names, Haley, Sky, or Connor, and then mention the show name, Curtain Call.
Mm-hmm. And you can ask us anything at all. We will answer anything. All right, well, let's take a break. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley.
And I'm Connor.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun. Times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back, to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Haley.
And I'm Skye. This is Curtain Call.
Okay, and Connor just has one more quick thing to say to us.
So, after Loki fought Thor and everything, Loki was holding onto a spear after Thor woke up. Odin woke up, and he let go of the spear because his dad said he was bad.
Uh-huh.
And then he went into this, like, weird parallel universe or somewhere.
That's crazy.
Wow. Well, so was that your favorite part?
Yeah.
Well, bye, Connor. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Connor. Good job.
Okay, so Connor really liked that movie Thor, so.
He likes all the superhero movies.
Yeah. He'll probably come back with another movie sometime in June.
That's his birthday.
Mm-hmm. So, next, we, well, Sky's actually in this play, but it's.
Well, doing tech for the show.
It's an original musical, The Man Who Would Be King.
It's not really original, but it's just adapted into. And the original Man Who Would Be King is really popular. Everybody knows it pretty much. And
it's just a movie.
Yeah. So our director, Peter J. Hill, he adapted it and he made songs for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs were by Reynaldo Senz.
Mm-hmm. So he wrote all the music and it was just beautiful music. Like, it was. Yeah. It was, where was the. They were in Afghanistan. Where was the. It was a place in Afghanistan.
It was like England, and then there was another place called Kafiristan.
Mm-hmm. And it's like on the very tip of Afghanistan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, yeah.
So I'm actually doing sound and projections for this show.
Mm-hmm. And me and my mom, we got to see it for preview night, and I just loved it. And yeah. It was so good. I mean,
it was really good. And we actually have a live band in the back playing all the songs, and they're really talented people. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but it was. It was just really great music and really great costumes and really great dancing, too.
Yeah, I know. It was really great. And it was all, like, native dancing. It was all really cool.
Mm-hmm. Who was the choreographer?
The choreographer was Noelle Eirich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's done choreography for a lot of plays, and she's a really great dancer.
Yeah, she's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. So,
and she's actually married to the director, Peter J. Hill.
So, what is it like being back in the tech room for a main stage show?
Well, it's really, really different than the youth theater because they just sort of, the first day I went there, Peter just sort of, he had some cues that he like exactly knew where they were, and he just flipped through the script and he had me write them in. So, and then he flipped through it again, he actually forgot some cues, and he didn't let me write it in for some. And so I had to go back, and it was sort of like guessing work for me. And it turned out right, but there was some cues that he didn't tell me about. So when I didn't do it, he was like, wait, where's this cue? And I was like, you didn't tell me about it. I'm sorry. So then I added it in. But it's so different back there, and everything's like, it's more open because in the youth theater, there was only room for like two people. And sometimes we have to cram three people in there if there's a booth captain. Mm-hmm. And I know for one show, there was like a five people for tech. That was for Carol for Tiny Tim, which was a really good show.
Yeah, but for main stage shows, which is the adult theater, I did tech one day for it because my friend had some sort of choir concert, so I filled in for her for one day.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't imagine doing it for such a long time. It's a lot harder. Everything's bigger and there's more buttons and knobs.
It's much more strict, too.
Mm-hmm.
And for the projections, I have to go there and I have to turn on I have to get a computer out, and they have projections on there. And all the projections are of storms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool because they have it just so it's, like, on the skyline of the thing, and it looks like there's a big storm going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have, like, cues every other, like, 10 seconds for thunder in the second act. But the first act is really super easy. I only have, like, two camel noises, the announcements, like the introduction to the show, and a bird. And the camel noises are really creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are. They don't sound like camels. They just go.
Yeah, they make really creepy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
It was a camel.
It was a camel?
Because the priest, it was like a mad priest, and he was the camel dealer. He sold camels to everybody. So those were camels. So if you come to see the show, remember the crazy noises are camels.
Yes.
Yeah, and then another really cool cue I have with the projections is that during the last part, actually, I am going to talk about this later, so I don't reveal the ending right now.
Yeah, because the ending is actually really cool. The special effects are amazing in the whole show.
Yeah, they really are.
We'll explain the plot a little bit to you guys. So, want to start it off?
Yeah, so it started out what's his name again? It was Rudyard Kipling. He was the actual writer of the original show, which they used his name in this show, too. And he is in a train station. Mm-hmm. And there's these two people that come up to him, and there's Daniel. He comes up to him first, and he's all, like, talking to him and everything. And he's just saying all, like, the bad things he does, how he's, like, been selling illegal, like, drugs and stuff with, like, cobra venom in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, then Rudyard is like, no wonder why you're hiding from everybody. And he goes, oh, they won't find me. I told them that they were the Central Indian correspondent for the Evening Standards. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that Rudyard Kipling was the Central Indian correspondent for the Evening Standards. Mm-hmm. So he was like, no, wait. And then the next person that came up was Peachy Carnahan.
Mm-hmm.
And Peachy Carnahan sort of did the same thing. He was like, I did something really bad, and they were like, no wonder why you're hiding. Then he blamed it on the Central Indian correspondent for the Evening Standard.
Yeah, so the real, say it again.
The real Central Indian correspondent for the Evening Standard.
He was upset that everybody was, like, using his name to do, like, illegal things. Uh-huh. And he's like, this is not going to end well.
So he's in his office, and he's writing letters and everything to everybody, and he's like, I'm really sorry. I'll pay for the damages and everything. And mm-hmm. so then these two weird people come in.
And they were like, they had like sacks over their heads and stuff. And they like, were all weird.
Yeah, weird. And then they were all like, so can I have a seat here in this office? And so they were like, you'll be pleased to know that I'm not coming for money. Then they take it off. And it's Peachy Carnahan and Daniel Dravitt.
Mm-hmm. And then Kipling, he was like, oh, there you guys are. And then... Mm-hmm. So they came back, and then they're like, they told him what they were going to do, which was...
Their plot was that they were going to become kings of Kafiristan.
Mm-hmm. And Kafiristan was kind of like on the tip of Afghanistan.
India.
India?
Yeah.
And it was like near Afghanistan, though.
Uh-huh, it was pretty near. Yeah. Okay. So then, so they had him, and they were all like looking at the maps and everything, and they kind of came up with these big, huge plots and how they were going to like trick everybody. And mm-hmm. they said that they were going to, they acted like mad priests. Mm-hmm. And this was the one that was the camel dealer with the weird noises. Mm-hmm. So the camel dealer, he was just all crazy. And he's like, who will take me? Or else I will have to fly upon my winged camels. Mm-hmm. And so that was really
And he was holding
really
like
crazy.
The little wind things that's like all colorful. Windmill. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you like hold them. It was really weird.
Yeah.
And So everybody was like staring at him because they didn't understand him, and he was all like, I don't know, he was like wiggling his arms around and doing like this really weird,
yeah,
dancey thing.
They're both really, really funny. Yeah. And Daniel Dravitt is played by Jeff Davey,
mm-hmm.
and Peachy Carnahan is played by Chad Campbell.
Mm-hmm. So they are both really great mm-hmm. actors, and
yeah. They have amazing voices. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It makes me smile whenever they sing. They're so good.
And so they were talking to Kipling, and then they're like, like, we've done many things. Or what
we've
was
done most things in our time.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into this really, really fast-paced song. It's like, we've been most things in our time. Yes, most things in our time.
Yeah, and they were singing so fast they didn't take, like, any breaths. And they're, like, singing and singing and singing. Mm-hmm. And then they switch places because they ran out of breath.
Yeah, and then Peachy Carnahan was, like, singing about how he was out of breath. And he goes, you ought to stop. And then he goes into this big thing and they sing a duet thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really funny. So
yeah, and then they're like... and then Kipling is like, you guys should probably learn something before you guys just go and assume that you're going to be king. So they're like, well, we're not very good at reading, but we're going to try. So they start trying to steal all of his books, and he's like, no, and trying to get them to put it down.
And then they spin him out of the door, and he, like, he stumbles out of the doorway, and then it goes back to blackout. And then they change the set around and everything, so...
It looks like they're foreign, in a foreign area.
Yeah. So then Peachy Carnahan, he comes in looking awful. He has to dance to Rudyard Kipling's office.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He comes in, and then they're like, it was like a year later, wasn't it? And he's like, why do you look so awful? And then he goes into like a flashback and tells the whole story.
And then, so when the first thing that happens in the flashback is that Daniel Dravitt, he's singing a really, really loud, obnoxious, and not obnoxious, it's a really good song, but a really loud song, so.
And so, they're like, okay, you have to stop singing because we're going to make all the mountains, like, fall down.
Yeah, and then it's going to cause an
all
avalanche.
Of a sudden, they see 10 guys running after 20 guys, and they all have bow and arrows, so they're like, what side should we take? So they take out a coin, and they do, like, heads and tails.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on the same side as the 10 men. And they start shooting all the other men. And then they run off.
Uh-huh.
And then...
So then they become... All the 10 men, they come over. And they're all dancing and singing. And then... But the song was sort of about the guns. How they're, like, they have to get away from the guns.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my favorite songs in the show.
Yeah. But so the 10 men come. And then there's a guy. And he says his name. And it's like... Blah, 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 blah.
What's his name?
And it's, like, really weird. And then they're like, yeah. Wait, can you speak English? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure, I can speak English. And he started talking in English really good.
This will make it a lot easier, he says. So then they go, and they're ruling all of their kingdom. And Daniel Dravitz, he's this really beautiful girl named Helen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's played by Amy Powers. And he sort of falls in love with Helen.
And she is, like, the daughter of the, like the...
The main, like, tribe leader, Imbra.
Mm-hmm. And so when the two men come in, they have all these guns and stuff, and everybody's afraid of them. And the guy who had the really long name, they're like, we're going to just call you Billy Fish, because his name kind of sounded like that.
Yeah.
He walks up to the gun and goes, oh, like this caliber this gun, blah, 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 blah.
Martini gun, oh my gosh, and with they're improved like, sighting and
And they're like, trigger. How did you know that?
Yeah, so then they commanded him as the general.
Mm-hmm.
So after all of this has been going on, Helen and Daniel have fallen in love.
Mm-hmm.
And Imbra is really not happy with this.
Yeah. And then through this, Daniel, he becomes the king because Peachy and Daniel, they like do the thing where you like pull a stick out and see which one's longer gets to be the king. And so Daniel becomes the king and Peachy's kind of like his supposedly younger brother. And yeah.
All right. So, then they are all falling in love and everything, and so, Imbra is really not happy, and he tries to, like, kill Daniel Dravitz.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel is all, like, I can't believe you just did that, but he did not actually get hurt. And then they show him, like, a little while after, they're doing a big dance number, and then this big thing, like, falls over, and it's,
like, a symbol, and it's...
Alexander
the Great or something. Yeah. And it's like the same necklace that he has, but actually Kipling was the one that gave it to him, like a little chain.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
With the symbol on it. So they're like, you really are the son of Alexander the Great.
Uh-huh. So then after this all happened, then Daniel Dravitz and Helen, they get married.
Mm-hmm.
And it's during the big wedding ceremony, and Imbra comes over, and he scratches Daniel on the face with a knife.
And they're like, real gods don't bleed because they're like, and because he started bleeding on the face. And they're like, real gods don't really bleed, so you're not a real god.
And I'll give you guys a little secret about how they do things, like how they make people bleed on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So during the wedding ceremony, it's like sacred that they dip their fingers in these oils. So the first time he dips his fingers in, he doesn't get any blood on his fingers. But the second time, he gets his fingers all bloody and soaked and wet. So then he sort of keeps his hands a little bit like
closed
together. Right. So then whenever the knife goes across, he sort of like acts like it hit him really hard. So he turns around and he wipes the blood on his face.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like he cut himself, and it was actually kind of realistic. When it dried, it started to, you could tell it was fake, but at first it looked really real.
Stage blood does look real normally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then, So then after that, they punished him and he goes onto this big bridge that he had built the people. And the bridge was really wobbly. It goes across, like, a 300-foot drop down to the bottom of this canyon.
Mm-hmm. So he's standing there, and they're trying to cut the ropes, and then they can't cut it.
Uh-huh.
And then Helen runs onto the bridge with him, and the dad's like, well, Helen, you disobeyed me, so you have to go with him. So we cut the rope, and they both fell. And it was the most amazing special effect I've ever seen in my life.
This is a special effect that I did. It's a falling effect, and it just has a bunch of bright spots that are falling.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, that's when they both died, and Peachy, he was crucified between two trees and blinded. And then he had Billy Fish, his daughter, Bonnie, lead him home.
Mm-hmm. Because he still lived. And so... Yeah. That's how it happened, and Peachy brought in Bonnie, the little girl, and she was going to become a proper English woman.
And Bonnie ended up living with Rudyard Kipling, and it was a really happy ending, sort of sad, but happy.
It got happy because Bonnie became, like, English woman, and she wasn't going to live in Kafiristan anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. You've been listening to Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids Radio Network.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
And scene. Thanks for tuning in to Curtain Call. Please join your hosts for another show next week on the Voice America Kids channel. Until then, break a leg.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
The future of online TV is here.
View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.